Welcome to the NLP UK Training Podcast. I'm Kelly Fraser.
And I'm Steve Kay.
And today's episode is all about mental well-being.
So a few years ago, I read a book by Dale Carnegie that a friend of mine called Phil Spring gave to me. And it's really, really old and battered and tattered. And I read it and there were stories of him meeting people and who were really in bits and anxious and physically ill, lots of physical illness. And he did case studies of people who were worrying about stuff, getting into states of anxiety and became physically ill. And we've got something to show you today, or for you to hear today, so you don't have to read, have to stop worrying and start living. Some very, very simple, a very, very simple thing you can do. We're going to talk to you about how thought, or the fact that your feelings come from inside of you, from your thought, what you're thinking about, or your perceptual system, the way you project onto the world and things and what other people think of you and what's going on in the world. So we're going to talk more from an inside out perspective and how when you start living your life from an inside out perspective, in other words, recognizing that everything that's all the feelings you're getting are being projected from inside onto the outside world. And once you recognize that, once you get the insight that everything's coming from inside, not outside, then you can worry less, have less anxiety, in fact, no anxiety really, most of the time. You will forget sometimes, you'll fall out of space. But once you recognize that it's coming from thought, you or your perceptual system and your script, then it just dissipates. So I was talking to a guy who was on a program with me about three principles. And he'd been doing it for a few months. And he said he'd had very high blood pressure to start off with. And it was nothing to do with the fee of the course. But he'd had very high blood pressure. And a few months into the course, the blood pressure had become normal, whatever normal is. And it's because he had recognized that his feelings were coming from thought, which he was projecting out onto stuff in the outside world and people in the outside world. And once he recognized that that's where it was coming from, that feeling, it was coming from himself in the now and his thought, then he relaxed. So wouldn't it be great if all those people who work in organizations that we know, you must get stressed, anxious, could watch this podcast or listen to this podcast, because if just one of them got less anxious and stressed and worried less, then that'd be a good result, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, because stress, especially in the workplace stress, you know, that seems to be rampant within organisations, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants, should be working harder and smarter and getting better results, and it's push, push, push.
Yeah.
And that can result in some feelings of real kind of pressure and anxiety about your own performance.
Yeah.
And putting in all the hours and making sure you're doing the best job. And actually, that stress can end up with people going off on long-term sick.
Yeah.
Not performing to their best ability.
Yeah.
Because they're too stressed to perform to their best ability. And it actually has a negative effect, doesn't it?
It does. So if you could share the fact with your people and your colleagues and your friends that the world only works in one way. It doesn't work outside in. By outside in, I mean that has an effect on me. He makes me feel angry. They make me feel disappointed. They upset me. They stress me out. Once we realize the truth that it comes from inside out, that the only person who is projecting that is your own script and your own perceptual system.
So are you telling everyone, Steve, that, you know, let's take a workplace scenario, for example, your boss comes into your office on a Monday morning and says, here's a piece of work, I need this completed by close of business today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge piece of work and you've got 50 emails sitting in your inbox, it needs attention, and you've got a meeting at 2 for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And this piece of work is at least 3 days work, that it's not the work or your boss putting that work on you that's causing you to feel stressed, it's yourself.
Well, let me ask you another question. Supposing you had something land on your desk that you had to get done, and somebody else had the same work landed on their desk, the other person gets all anxious and stressy about it, and you don't. It's not the piece of work. It's not the piece of work that's causing the stress. It can't be, because otherwise both of you would get the stress. But because one person gets it and the other person doesn't, it must be coming from inside them. In other words, the way they perceive the situation, their thought about it.
And that's really interesting, because I watched a really interesting TED talk a while back from someone that researched workplace stress. And what the new findings from neuroscience is showing is that we actually, she'd been teaching people about stress for a long, long time. So, you know, stress is a killer. It can raise blood pressure. It can cause this. It's can scary. Cause that. It's really scary stuff. But actually, what the latest research has found is it's not stress that causes that. It's how we think about stress. So there are some people that think about stress as being very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other people that get the exact same feelings in their body,
mm-hmm.
but they think about it differently.
They see it as stimulus.
Yeah, they see it as, oh my God, this is my body getting ready to complete this task.
Uh-huh.
And actually, that completely changes what's happening chemically in the human body. So our thoughts are actually changing our bodily chemistry.
So the brain might think it's exciting in one person.
Yeah.
And the other person thinks it's stress.
Yeah. So where's that coming from? How does that work?
Well, it's got to be coming from your script, isn't it? It's got to be coming from your perceptual system, from your makeup of what you've learned over the last 30 years.
And again, that guy that you were talking about that you went on a program with.
Yeah.
Because he's had that insight into that everything's coming from within him,
mm-hmm.
maybe he's now thinking, oh, this is exciting rather than stressful.
Or maybe he's not feeling anything at all.
Just very calm and chill.
Yeah. And I think the way to think about it is, if one person gets stressed and the other person doesn't about two equal scenarios, it's not coming from the scenario. It must be coming from the person that's getting stressed. So if the person that's getting stressed can learn and realize that their feelings coming from their thought, perceptual system, script, they can relax. They will relax, and it will kind of snow globe dissipate.
And it sounds very simple, and it is simple.
Mm.
As human beings, we tend to overcomplicate things very easily. But actually, what it boils down to is a very simple concept that if we can have that true insight to, it can change our experience.
Yeah. And so things that are happening in the future that might appear very stressy might be, we might worry about, because worry is just getting us ready to take action, yeah, isn't it? If there are things that cause us to feel worry and that we think, well, I can only be in the now, I can't be in the future, whatever is coming at me from the future is just my thinking now. Once we realize that, then nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Nobody knows what insights people might have.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows, do they? Nobody knows at all what's going to happen tomorrow.
And just knowing that can help that, like you say, that snow globe just settle.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who are not watching this on camera, Callie made thing with the fingers dropping down like snow. There you go. Watch it on film next time. So, mental well-being. The experience is coming from inside. It's not coming from the things. But I'm sure a delegate, if I was in a room with people, would say, well, it's all right for you, but you've still got all that stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if they can do it without getting stressed, and they do it and it causes them stress, we know it's not coming from the thing. It's not coming from the, it's not coming from this. It must be coming from inside that's causing it. And we know people that get over anxious about stuff, don't we? People get over anxious about stuff because they lack all the scenarios that might go wrong. They're running through their heads, aren't they? Whereas other people don't, they just like don't care or don't seem to care. Oh, don't seem bothered. I'd rather face a heavy schedule day, week, month from a place of like calm.
Absolutely.
Than I would being all anxious and stressed.
So you still got the same work to do.
Yeah.
But you've actually got a choice about how you feel while you're doing it.
Absolutely. What's an easy way we can prove this to people? What's an easy way of demonstrating it? I mean, I think the example of one piece of work, two people doing it, one gets stressed, the other doesn't, proves it's not coming from the piece of work.
Absolutely.
It's like, two people can go and see the same film and get a completely different experience of the film.
Oh, yeah.
Because the feelings are coming from what they're projecting about what's going on.
That's quite interesting. I've got a great example of that. So I can remember a couple of years ago, Matt and I took our eldest daughter to the cinema.
Yeah.
And Matt's a complete film buff. He's watched everything. But we're of an age where we actually went to the cinema and saw the original Star Wars
mm-hmm.
when we were children, very, very, very long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when the new movies came out, Matt was really excited and we took Gabby to see the new Star Wars movie. And Matt and I had a great time because we were really reminiscing about our childhood. And this is one of the big, big movies of when we were little.
Pay attention, child.
And Gabby was like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
Utter garbage.
Yeah. Mandrists.
Yeah. And it just wasn't her thing at all.
No. But it's like Josh, he can watch a James Bond film, but he's not into James Bond. Whereas I love a good James Bond film. And yeah, it's the same film, isn't it? It's the same film. Just his perception of it is different to my perception.
Yeah.
So if the overwork thing, I mean, I guess what I would do is I'd think about this myself and think about the times that I am getting stressed over like a load of work. where's that coming from? Is it coming from that work, or is it coming from my take on it? So we hope you've enjoyed this session. And please, please, if you're sharing any of them, share this one, because we hope it'll help people. So it's goodbye from Kelly and goodbye from me. See you next time.